You're listening to the show about cloaks of cloacas and puzzle masters. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And I could really use a nice bath.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
My clan was a great clan of warriors, and I know my brother and my father were in many wars and certainly, you know, killed many people.
But then who did you kill if you weren't one of the people in the war? See, it's not fun to share. Don't ask questions in the woods.
It's a little cross-stitch sampler.
Especially not in the woods.
Wasn't hung
Look
up
at all those dead leaves. And I think kitchen. There's a squirrel over there. You don't know what's coming out of the woods, Gwen. Listen, the first time I was really in nature, it was all mist. And, like, you couldn't even get through the mist. Bad things happened. And then there were wolves. And I know there were wolves back there. The woods are a terrible place. And so is the river because you're constantly wet.
Will sees on the seems on the verge of tears.
Oh, that's terrible. No, if that's true, let me roll a save. I don't want to look like I'm crying.
Gwen's just going to go in if she sees that and just give him a big hug.
No, he ducks. Oh. He ducks and runs.
Bob and weave.
He definitely bobs and weave. No hugs. No hugs. I don't like touching. And I don't like sharing outside at all. But mostly anywhere. I'm not a sharer, okay? You are a princess that doesn't want to be a princess. I am whatever I am that wants to be whatever I am, but I don't want to share it necessarily.
In another life, I was a princess. I am not a princess anymore.
But, I mean, look at this group. We're half royalty. I feel like that's like a weird thing, right? How can we have two kings and queens or princesses or whatever in the same group?
You That's can't be royalty thing. Of a family that doesn't recognize you anymore as
Ooh,
part of the family.
Yikes, this group has so many issues.
Says Will.
Says Will, judgmentally and ridiculously.
Yeah. I mean, I have no issue with that. I never wanted to be a princess. Not like I got to have any choice in the matter. I could choose not to be one.
Oh, God. I guess I was going to ask how you could possibly just reject being royalty. But I understand because you were saying that you had to just be like a weird breeding thing and that's disgusting and stupid. So I understand, but still rejecting royalty while being born at the top of the social ladder is kind of like abhorrent to me. So I don't really understand how, I mean, yes, I understand, but it's just really hard for me to understand.
It's just so overrated.
It's so not overrated. It's not overrated to be... Will, like, stops himself. It's not overrated to be wealthy and have nice things. It's not overrated. Right, you have... Bad stuff happened to you.
But see, I don't want people to look up to me or to like me because of something I was born into. I want people to respect me for what I've done to make a name for myself.
Same here. I totally agree. I'm just saying it's really hard to hear somebody be like, I was born a princess, but please don't call me that. I was born in a glorious golden diamond encrusted egg, and I hatched out, and people fed me biscuits from when I was a baby, and I had jewels all over me. I mean, again, I get it. Gross.
Oh, Bathwack.
I mean, I get it. Again, I keep making fun of you because that's what I do, but like, yeah. I mean, it's hard to understand, like, pulling away from that when living on the opposite of that is just the worst. It's the worst. So, you know, good non-princess.
I mean, I've lived on the opposite side of that after I left. I mean, and I look what I've done for myself. I worked hard. I used to have a very nice candy store.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
And now I have nothing again except a box that turns into a boat.
That's a pretty cool thing. I mean, it's a pretty cool thing to have.
Well, it's like remembering, oh, wait, I can't insult this lady.
Yeah.
She's my non-lizard ticket.
Like, you really have nothing? Like, not even... Do you have a pack, like, visibly? Do you have a pack at all?
I have a pouch that I had, like, the sticky bricks in. And then my purple pouch.
So just a pouch and a pouch, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. So, like, do you have any... money at all? Like, I'm looking at the pouches, like, or that's just the bad evil pouch, and that is where you, I don't know what that is. That your money pouch?
Well, I have a little bit of money in here, but everything that I had in my apartment or my store is gone.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to burn that town down. And see, like, right, like, that's, we kind of took a lot of stuff from that town. I think we have, we're good. They're bad, and they're going to be punished for that, I think. I mean, not the people, but Krumpelmeyer's dead, and, like, probably the whole organization is... We're good. We handled that, but, yeah.
Will tells himself.
I mean, Bathwack also stole... Oh, wait, I shouldn't say that out loud. I mean...
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Bathwack never steals. He's a paladin. Roll deception. Bathwack
wishes he had a fancy stole he could wear around his shoulders.
He wants a stole. I'll roll my dice for deception if you want me to, because I did say it. It's an 18. I don't know.
Gwen can roll insight if she's trying to figure out if you're lying.
With Will, she is. But that's okay. Don't worry about this. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Nobody will ever know that Will is ever lying.
She's like, I don't think anybody lies.
What is lying? That was a joke. I like to, you know, shit all over Bathwack, because, you know, the first thing he ever said to me after he, like, killed a bunch of zombies is, like, he comes up all sweaty and giant, and he has a sword, and it's all disgusting, and he's like, the good among you have nothing to fear. Now, I have been harassing him about that. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, like, right. Okay. Wait a second. Thank you for that reaction.
this description, Will, it reminds me of this scene in, you know, in the book Persepolis. Have you guys read this?
Oh, no.
There's a part of the story where it's based on real life, but she's going on a date with somebody, right? And it's like amazing. And then later after they break up, it's like the retelling of the date. Uh-huh. It's like it's like horrible.
Yes, I'm glad that this will be Gwen's knowledge of the events that happened. Mm-hmm. So
it's just basically just different inflections.
And
the
then
word
he
sweaty.
Farted. It was really loud and long and smelly. It was really embarrassing.
Dragonborn cloacas. I mean,
can you do?
My brother used to get really excited when he was fighting, and sometimes he would shat himself or fart. So I totally get it.
That's why Rafina's trying to cloak him in multiple layers of wool.
To contain it all.
Absorbent.
Oh my god. But yeah, that was the first thing he said to me, and I'm glad that your reaction was the same as mine. I mean, it might not be the same as mine, but it was like, hello. You know what I mean?
That's pretty delightful.
Oh, great. Never mind.
Exactly the same. Twins!
Right.
Oh, you guys, you're soulmates.
I would love to know. See, okay, you really think that? I would love to know why you think that's a good thing. Who is good? Who judges who's good? Who judges who's bad? Bathwack also wanted to kill a child. I've said too much, okay? She was a werewolf child, but it was dumb, okay? And I've been arguing with him about this for years, it feels like, but it's been weeks.
It was a dumb werewolf child.
It was a dumb child.
He wanted to kill a child?
It was because it was a werewolf. Gwen, my point is that Bathwack, that's his whole deal. He's a good guy. He's a paladin. He is Mr. Good Guy. And he came up and he said that to me. And then meanwhile, I'm trying to save a small child from being chopped apart by him, and it's because the child happened to be a werewolf. But listen, he didn't want to be a werewolf. We found out that he was kidnapped and that he was, like, forced to fight other children to the death, and then he was forced to be a werewolf. And so Bathwick wanted to murder that child, Gwen. Murder him!
Is he really a paladin?
Yes, he's a paladin. He's insufferably good. He wants to kill all evil things, but he's doing things right now that are just, you know, sketchy. But I think, very principled, albeit confused. But what I'm saying is that he's a good guy. You don't have to worry about him.
So you've got it, Gwen, right? We're clear? Good.
Yeah, this is good. This is a good conversation. But no, he's a good person. He tries to do all the good stuff. But the problem is, guess what? Good and evil are not as black and white as people like him like to think.
No, it's a very gray area. I agree.
Right. So would you kill a werewolf child?
I mean, Will looks at Gwen very closely.
Actually, I do.
No, unless... It
what if that werewolf child was a rapist?
Well,
how
then...
dare you, Gwen?
I know. Thanks, DM.
If it was to be able to stop him from doing that to anyone else again, then I guess yeah.
All right, but it's a child, and he's influenced by his environment, wouldn't you say?
You had me at child.
I loves killing children. Woo!
Well, I mean, I think anyone who does anything bad is probably influenced by their environment. But if they don't have the will enough to stop, then...
Oh, Gwen!
Sometimes, I mean, like Crumplemeyer, we had to stop him.
But you've said some questionable things. You've said things like, stealing is evil.
Well, yeah, you don't want to take something that belongs to someone else.
It's evil? It's evil?
Well, yeah.
Gwen, this is why I don't tell you shit. And then I turn and I walk away.
I was really hoping this encounter was going to be like in Friends, the Janice and Joey's great day out.
Day of fun.
Day of fun. How can I get that wrong?
Because it's probably been years.
Yeah, it's from 25 years ago or whatever.
And I watched it fairly recently within the past couple years. So I remember that.
Day of fun.
Joey and Janice's day of fun.
Yeah, but how does it end?
He hates her still. It's amazing. He's not like speed walking away, so I don't want to like end the conversation if you're unwilling to end. Like, if
I'm
you
just
have
picturing
something
Will
else,
speed walking yeah, now. Will's sorry, like... can't help it.
if sauntering.
If Will said that and was walking away, Gwen would be like, "Well, how well do you know Rafina?"
I mean, I just met her. but she is not a serial killer. And if you think that you're going to do anything to her, you're going to have a problem with the person who is standing in front of you. I am very serious about that. And that is why I'm not cool with this whole you loving Halula thing. That lady who I hope Mo is seriously guarding right now is she. We rescued her. Gwen, we rescued her from the depths of a dungeon, okay? We pulled her out. We gave her a weapon. We shared our food, presumably, with the passage of time. We did
Someone
things.
Did.
We probably sat around a campfire a few times. We broke bread together. You know what I mean? She was traveling with us. And you know what she did? I will tell you, I haven't told anyone this. I've told everyone this, but I didn't elaborate. The reason I know about Halula is because I fucking caught her sneaking off with Dew, buy garbage Dew, because he was trying to betray us too. They were together like kissing in the woods, and they were trying to say, oh yeah, let's bring Rafina into jail in Bear Toggle. Even though the fucking idea of this woman being a serial killer is... impossible. It's impossible. And believe me, I know people who kill people for a living, okay? They're not anything like Rafina. She makes friends with worms. You think she's going to go kill a human being or a dragonborn being or a whatever? You think she's going to kill a humanoid being? I hate this. I hate the terminology in D&D.
In what?
I don't think she would. I haven't known her as long as you, but I mean, she doesn't seem like the type. And Halula hasn't tried to hurt any of us.
Halula was biding her time because guess what? Miss Halula has no fucking powers. She is weak. We are all magically inclined and strong and probably terrifying. And she was scared of Rafina. And that's the only reason she didn't do anything. But can I tell you, and this is something I need to talk to everybody about. When we go to Bear Toggle, we cannot bring her with us. That is not something that can happen. It's just not. She's going to ruin everything. She's going to get us all into trouble. She's going to try to bring Rafina into prison. No matter how strong we are, if they have an entire guard, we're screwed.
How about this? I agree. I mean, we need to get to the bottom of this. And just all of us waltzing in there with her is probably not the best idea. I do agree. I mean,
kill her. She's useless anyway. All right, I know you're against that, but she is somebody who is not to be trusted. She has been sneaking with us for like a week. She pretended to be on Rafina's side. She's not trustworthy. She's just a deceitful.
Have you ever pretended to be anyone else or somebody else?
What a silly question. Anything? Of course I've pretended to be multiple people. You've witnessed me doing it. I know that I am good at that, but that does not mean that I am betraying the group. Talk to the other people. I was recruited across dimensions to be the leader of an entire valley. That's what this stupid crown is all about, apparently. I'll wave the illusion away like I usually do. This stupid crown. I was recruited
glowing
across
gold and rubies glistening atop Will's head.
Yeah, as he does it. Across time, across space, across mists. And I said no because I wasn't going to fucking betray these idiots. Come on. I won't betray you, idiot, either. But Halula was.
Okay, so I agree that we can't all just waltz in there. We don't know what the rest of the town guard is going to do, especially if they all think that Rafina did something, which I'm still not sure who's telling the truth here. It's really confusing. But is there any way you can make her look like something else?
Yes, I've thought of many things because I don't I thought you were going to insist on bringing her into the city, to be quite honest, but
no, I was thinking that maybe I could take Halula back to Bear Toggle and try to get to the bottom of it, to see what the heck is going on, what the heck they're seeing, what the heck kind of evidence they have. I mean, if they don't have any evidence, then
Gwen, are you going to go into Bear Toggle and offer people candy and smile and think that that's going to get you anywhere?
Yeah.
Niceness? Gwen, you are a princess. People don't work like that. I mean, not the kind of people that would be doing this to Rafina or would be... I don't know. Maybe we should talk about it as a group, right?
I was going to say, maybe we should go back and talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. So you link arms.
Janice and Joey.
Day of fun! Oh my God.
And yeah, you skip back to the group.
Skip.
We'll see how that conversation goes in a second. Not next time on Pork Fried Dice. Okay. I have to pee.
Oh, okay. In a second.
All right. That's you're like, why you're making
stop
all
talking,
those
stop talking.
But you have to look at the union suit that I found. That's definitely Bathwack. Look in the chat, please.
Wow. Oh my good! His
How did
face
he get,
is
like,
blurred
such a
out.
Drawing of Bathwack in wow. the union suit too. Looks just like him.
What?
Bathwack has a really hairy chest.
Why is the background white? Like what?
What is this image?
It is so hysterical for so many reasons. And guess what? I found it on a Walmart site. You can buy this.
God.
It's somebody. It was totally like a white background.
Or is it like the picture where you can like put this on your wall?
That's so bizarre.
Like one of those fat heads.
Like what's he lounging
stickers.
On?
Oh my God. Yeah, I know.
And
like why are they hiding
sort of
what he's lounging
out.
On? Yes.
It's so funny. It's
he looks like Liev Schreiber.
It's like someone else was originally in that.
It's
that
like
face.
This was taken from a pornography video, and they had to block out everything else that was happening in the scene
and blur his face,
and then sell it on Walmart.com. I just don't understand.
Is that the drop and loads guy?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I don't either. How many did you buy?
Oh my gosh.
It's your birthday.
How many did I buy?
It's your birthday. You can buy
you
as
can
many
buy
as you want.
So many. So many. That's what we're going to do. We're going to buy you 10 of these for your walls.
I'm going to start a Kickstarter for people to donate money so that we can buy as many of these as we can. And we're going to put a little pork fried dice emblem on them and sell them.
Oh,
I just want the picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely
right,
the picture,
fine.
Too. We should be the pork fried dice like bumper sticker we make. Just this guy hovering in the white mist.
Right. If we remember, I'll make this the episode image.
Yeah.
For this release.
Yes. You gotta download it and put
but
a date on
we,
it.
We had to put like a natural one, like D20, like where his arms like this.
Yeah, you know? Like he's cuddling with the D20. This is
oh my
weird.
Gosh, that's so cute. Isn't that
like,
hilarious?
His foot's cut off.
He's yes.
Be sure to check the episode description for a link to our community Discord, where we will provide images and further links to the union suits for everyone's pleasure.
Like, it certainly doesn't look like it's part of a catalog of any sorts other than a dirty catalog. Look at how open it is. I'm telling
I'm
you.
I'm sending it to you so you can see. Oh, $29.85, guys, and there's only one left.
There he is.
Oh, it only has 3 stars, 2 ratings.
Sexy
holiday
home sleepwear.
God, look at the white. Look at the white union suit. His my goodness. Oh, his bulge is bulging. If you know what I mean. What's that picture?
What's happening
with these union suits? It has a cross out mark like a Ghostbusters. This is pornographic. Do you see this?
No, I don't.
This is on Walmart. If you go on Walmart, the white version, okay, Eric's taking a screenshot. It has a censored mark over the dick, like, and it's open all the way. This is campy.
Oh.
What is happening? Look at that.
What?
Look, do the other one. Do the other one that I said.
I don't see that picture. I don't even have that on my screen.
Oh my God, Abby, you sent us the most like sexy
man.
What did
you send us?
There are more.
Oh yes, there are many.
This is a children's show. This is a family show.
Oh my gosh, this is so weird.
He might have like some bananas or like some pears in his little union set suit, sexy holiday.
Like it is out there, exactly. It is there. Alex is buying one right now. I can tell by his face. Look at his face.
I hope not, man.
Yes, you hope.
This is just not a. It's just like. What's wrong with that guy's nipples?
Long. That guy has very long nipples.
Or what's wrong with all of ours?
Oh my
God. Yeah, exactly. I feel nipple inadequacy now.
Oh
holy
my
crap.
Goodness.
Wait, your guys aren't that long? They don't just like go like this?
They're like prehensile.
What
I can like pick stuff up with it.
Yeah,
like,
you can flip pancakes with those.
What are the reviews? Yeah. I want to see the reviews.
There's
are
two ratings.
I want to see. If you read the title,
there's
and go
one
from
five
there.
Star, one star.
Oh, inconvenience does not have rear flap.
Long John, not very functional.
Oh my God.
My GF won't stop petting me.
Well, this is like, is this like supposed to be men's lingerie? Like, what is happening? These photos.
Philip loved them. Margaret hated them.
Okay. Well, listen, Margaret.
Wait, just because it doesn't. Wasn't supposed to. Margaret!
Bought two pairs and regret buying them.
I know.
This is both in the past three or four
That's
weeks.
So funny. This has got to be like maybe somebody who works for Walmart or like the programmer who does the Walmart website put up a joke listing that's like, let's just edit in some weird dudes with their sexy union suits situations and add some weird reviews.
Look at this one. Look at this one.
That's the one we just clicked on. Yeah.
What is happening?
This is a bunny. It's a bunny. It's a bunny one. Oh my goodness.
That one I'm getting for Alex.
Yes, please do.
I like the bunny.
It's pink, just like a shirt.
And it has a butt flap, so he will not be disappointed.
Well, I mean, the other one says it did, but as Margaret pointed out, definitely no butt flap.
But this one has a picture of the butt flap.
Margaret hasn't weighed in on this one. Oh my God. And then I love, because of our viewing history on Amazon or on Walmart, I have to show you that it has suggested
this. These are
this
the only
us.
Two recently,
here, recently viewed.
A recently viewed.
Right here.
Nacho cheese and this guy. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Did you guys see what it says?
Which that one?
Where? Which one? The pink
the
one?
The pink one, the bunny one, or the.
It said, yeah. Men's hooded onesie, one-piece full bodysuit with cute rabbit ears.
Ooh, yes, I know. Openable buttocks hip.
Yeah, look.
Wait, where does it say with rabbit ears?
It says it down, it and it's on the hood. But if you click on
if
the...
If you look at the third picture, it totally shows
it has
the ears.
Elbow
like
patches,
ears.
So you know that it's classy.
But in the features, it also says occasions, great for casual daily cycling, sports, gymnastics, dance practice, exercise, stage performance, photo shoot, cosplay, dancewear, loungewear, home, sleep, shopping, street, dating, honeymoon, pizza party, birthday, Valentine's Day, Christmas, Abby's birthday, New Year, I do feel like I'm going to be a brother.
Yes.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh my gosh. And I think
you
that
win the Jackbox round.
Amazing.
He's wearing sunglasses, I think. So he's out about. He's shopping
too.
Shopping and he's shy. Yeah. He's incognito shopping.
Yeah, he's like in the Matrix or whatever.
No one will look at him.
I want to know if that man really wore that or if it's CGI'd on. Because I don't believe that guy's body is, he's definitely doing porn and he is very attractive. And what is happening? What is he wearing on his feet, you guys?
Look at his shoes, guys, those high tops.
They're big, like Back to the Future style
they
high
are,
tops,
they really
poofy.
Are.
What? That's there is some weird shit on Walmart, that's for sure.
Has Alex peed his pants yet? I mean, not Alex.
Yeah,
Eric.
I do still have to pee.
We should all just be Alex.
I don't care. Even if I did, it was worth it for that Denise
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, that was amazing. Abby's birthday?
You read through so much
it
of that
was
before
amazing.
Throwing that in.
That was
just the
so
self-restraint.
Good. Yes.
That was
so
really
good.
The timing.
I'm a legend in my spare time.
I want to know why they put cycling as part of the, I want to cycle.
That was
in
the
that.
Second one.
I know. Great
casual
for casual
daily
cycling. That is not
etc.
Stealing is evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stealing is evil. Killing
it's the same
evil.
As killing a child.
All right. Unless a child was raping people.
I know. What the fuck? It's just Will being like as bombastic as he can. Like, I'm gonna throw this hurdle at you. What do you do now? And then you're like, I forgot why I stopped you. I wish I never had.
Yeah. Go
just
pee again,
go
please.
Pee away from me and get eaten by a wolf, please.
Eaten by a wolf.
So where were we? What were we doing? Oh, were we playing D&D?
Yes.
You want to DM for the rest of the night?
Oh, gosh. Eric is having some kind of problem. I don't
American
know what it
goldfish.
Is.
No, I'm fine.
Eric's like, I'll do anything to avoid DMing right now.
All right, guys, it's D&D time. Everybody get your dice out.
Oh,
wait.
It's on my computer.
It's on my computer, too.
Yeah, Exactly.
Oh, no. Oh, look, oh, Denise look is prepared. You can't.
No, Denise, get all your dice.
Denise has a fire hydrant full of dice.
Get all your dice, Denise.
She's going to open the fire hydrant, and they're going to come shooting out.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a flood. Many dice. Wow. There's no way she's alive anymore, you guys. She crumpled under the weight.
Crumplemeyer.
She's dead.
So she crumplemeyered under the weight of all the dice from the fire hydrant of dice.
All right. It's what?
I thought I heard
Shut
a
up.
Weird heat noise. Sorry.
It's actually DMing time.
Okay, oh. Cool.
Because you guys are all now back together, and it sounds like there's going to be a discussion on what the plan is, okay. Because Bear Toggle is just around the river bend.
Just around the river bend.
Will and Gwen, that's her name, come out of the woods. You could all tell Will peed recently.
I'm going to launch you in outer space.
You Who? Look so relaxed, Will.
So relieved.
No, I hate everything.
But
we're in the woods by a river.
But you got to figure out what to do.
Okay.
So figure it out, guys.
Oh, man.
Wait.
You could just let me go, says Zalula.
Wait.
That's all she ever says.
Why are you talking? Nobody's talking to you.
Nobody's talking to anybody. You're all just sitting here in silence. Thinking about union suits.
Sexy union suits.
Yeah.
That goes without saying.
Why do you look so perturbed?
I mean, if we are like 12 seconds away from arriving in Bear Toggle, I think
you're going to get there tomorrow, everybody.
12 seconds away. Too close. First of all, this lady, if she starts running, she'll get there. You know, if we don't take care of that for okay, I know we're past
we're not,
this. Not killing her, but okay. Anyway, beyond that, we still have to do something about her.
Is eating came as same as killing?
Mo, it's not. You should try it. Do
no.
it.
No.
It's not same?
No.
Isn't it rude to talk about how someone is going to die right in front of them?
Nobody is going to die here.
I know, but I'm just saying that they're doing it anyway. They're talking about it.
I don't know. I'm still trying to learn your ways. Is it rude, Will?
Is what rude?
What
talking
she
about?
Said.
Wait, no. Wait a second. This is the kind of question that you ask that king or those people. I'm the rude one in the group, Mo.
Oh.
I mean, if you're talking about
is
society,
he rude one?
No, listen. If you're
why
talking,
I, why
about,
am oh, I learning from rude
because
one?
Because I can teach you about societal manners, but in general, but, no, I'm not gonna. No,
wait,
gonna,
Mo, I can teach
rude.
You how to be nice.
I can teach you to make turmeric stew.
That is very good. Yep, you got it. Okay, so she teach me to be nice. You teach me society manner. She teach me turmeric stew.
Turmeric.
What does King teach me?
How to sing.
I'm waiting. Will no, slack just jaw, just waiting.
I've to never sang before. What do we sing?
Prayers,
actually,
probably.
Actually, Rafi is the one who sings.
I'll bet you have a lovely line. Baritone.
Okay.
A Bear Toggle tone.
Oh, nice one, Bathwack. I think you've cheered up because I made you some long johns that are short. I made you some short johns.
I mean, I like to eat bear.
Oh. Well, oddly, there are no bears in Bear Toggle, so I'm afraid you'll not get to eat any bear when we get there.
Okay. Anyway,
okay,
I could change her into a bear. Would you prefer that, guys? Is that okay? And then he could eat her, maybe?
Nobody's eating anybody.
Well, that's just no fun, Gwen.
You can just call me No Fun Gwen.
Okay.
No fun. All right, everyone. So what's the plan? We've got Bear Toggle on the way. We've got mystery to solve. We've got this loose end here to tie up.
Wait, what
are we doing?
What's the mystery we have to solve?
You said
I think it's for Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, you guys are trying to figure out what's going on with Ruffina.
Oh, yeah.
She's a serial killer.
Singular mystery is certainly what we're trying to solve.
That's what we're getting paid for.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm still trying to figure it out. Okay.
Well, I was just thinking, because my brother always has really good plans, that it's probably not a good idea for us all to just waltz in there. If other people think that Ruffina has killed people and is a serial killer, that could cause quite an alarm if we all just waltz in there. I would like to go there with Halula and just see what kind of evidence they have, what kind of information they have, and maybe I could be able to clear up the misunderstanding.
And I would like to know why going there with Halula, what are you trying to accomplish? Like, you're going to pretend like you're friends with Halula? Halula knows that you're with us. So she's just going to open her big mouth when she gets there, and she's going to say, hey, this lady's going to kill me or something, and please, there's the serial killer down the river. Help me. And then you're going to be fucked, and you're going to be thrown into jail, Gwen.
I don't think so. Halula, do you trust me?
Yeah.
I mean, I trust Halula.
No!
We trust each other.
Oh, God. That sounds sarcastic. Is it? I roll insight, I guess. Will's trying to have to roll insight.
It sounds very sarcastic.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. Well,
and
I rolled an 18. I'm 18 years old.
Almost
just
19.
Just 1 year younger than Abby. Woo! All right. Yeah, okay. See, Gwen, she does. I don't know if you can read that, but she doesn't trust you. She doesn't trust you because you're hanging out with me and with Bathwack the murderer and Ruffina the serial killer. We're the group of killers.
Hey!
She's been saying at this. Okay, Ruffina, I know you're not a serial killer.
That was a great voice. Okay,
you know she's Will knows you're not a serial killer. You may be a serial killer. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, Ruffina, you're not a serial killer, obviously.
I don't understand. Halula, you don't trust me?
Of course I trust you.
Roll insight again?
You don't need to roll it. You don't think she trusts any of you.
Oh. She still doesn't trust you, Gwen.
Oh. But I don't understand.
It's the company you keep. We're all evil.
I'm not evil.
You must be. You're hanging out with us.
Am I evil?
Mo, you're the greatest.
You didn't answer questions.
You're like our mascot. I don't think you're a good or evil. You're just right in the middle. You're just like pumping up the jams with your rainbow.
I don't understand.
It's a song from
test?
Tivoli.
Tivoli.
It's like pump up the jam. You've never heard that? I would have thought it would have spread. It was pretty catchy.
Is that same guy who sing Jump?
Yes.
No.
I mean, yeah, no.
We're making some good progress here
really
in terms
sweet.
Of our plan.
Listen, kid who has inflicted himself upon us.
Who has bestowed his grace upon you, his skills, his puzzle mastering, his captaining.
Well,
is this a puzzle we need to figure out of how we're going to go into Bear Toggle?
I thought you said you had a plan, Gwen, and we didn't actually talk about what you said.
Well, yeah, I thought Halula trusted me and I was going to go there with her. And, you know, just maybe talk to the folks there and see, you know, what's going on and why they think that. And, you know, maybe be able to clear up the misunderstanding.
Halula has firmly believed this the whole time. She's not changing her stance. She believes that Ruffina is a serial killer and was willing to betray 4 very powerful magic users in order to get her goal of putting Ruffina behind bars.
Well, I mean, a celestial being also said that was true.
That what's true?
That Rafina is a serial killer.
Wait, what celestial being are you talking about? The one that gave you the purple pouch?
Well, Moondreamer.
But was it the one that gave you the purple pouch?
I didn't think to ask if it was the one who gave me the purple pouch. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it wasn't during the same time, or that's what I'm asking. Like, was it during the same time when she gave you the purple pouch?
No, it was just yesterday when, you know, I took Hulula and was going to talk to Moondreamer and scared Hulula and she ran away.
3 days ago, but yeah.
Roll insight. Will's trying to figure this out. 23!
You think she's telling the truth?
About what? All of that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
So Moondreamer at that point said...
That Rafina's a serial
killer. That Rafina's a serial killer. Mm-hmm. When... All right. I don't know how to convince. I don't know. Rafina.
Yeah.
Rafina.
Hi.
We've done this under the Zone of Truth, right? Already, Bathwack? Didn't we cast Zone of Truth and we got Rafina? She said she's not a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a killer.
Yeah, I think so.
It's proven. We know she's not a killer. Hulula hasn't changed her dumb mind because she's a dummy. Okay? She's a dummy and is not going to change her mind.
Didn't the Zone of Truth also show that she was telling the truth too?
Right. It's probably one of these differences. I think that there's probably a second Rafina running around, or we're just in the wrong world. Probably just the wrong world, because if we were in the right one, everyone would know what Tivoli is and everything's screwed up here. So no way we're in the right world.
What if there's three Rafinas?
Oh, I think there for sure are at least three.
Do you have a twin?
No, not like in this world, just like in one of the universes. There are lots of different Rafinas, I'm sure. I mean, anything's possible, except that I'm pretty sure I'm not a serial killer. I don't think that's right.
Okay, so this anglerfish I hear you guys talk about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Where is he?
Somewhere around Bear Toggle. The rainbow trout tell us that, well, it was in the southeast towards Bear Toggle, so somewhere around here. Hmm. But the rainbow trout tell us that he not sense presence of Aeonian anglerfish, a very powerful god. So we go here to try to figure out where anglerfish go, or why trout not sense anglerfish. So, I mean, maybe we talk to people in city... If they know anglerfish?
Right, but what do we do about Hulula?
It sounds like you not want to go in city with her, which I do not doubt or think bad idea.
Right.
I mean, I show that I'm very good at holding Hulula. Maybe I hold her and you go do your thing in city. But you come tell me if you find out where anglerfish is. I want to meet anglerfish.
Yeah. The problem is that then Hulula is being held against her will still.
Why is that a problem, Rafina?
I mean, I don't know. It's just something that she said.
I mean, you could let me go, Rafina. Then I wouldn't be held against my will.
Ugh, yuck.
But there's other problems with that. Remember, it's a pickle.
We definitely have quite a pickle here.
I mean, maybe I could watch her. I could stand guard over her.
It's a dong. Just kidding.
Wait, you? The kid? Are you the kid saying that?
I'm the kid. Do you hear my voice?
Yeah, barely.
I'm not Mo.
Shimi, you are a child and shouldn't be watching.
You're right. I should stay close to you.
Yeah.
Will, should you fly on ahead and figure out what's going on in the town?
Don't you think you'd want something a little nicer to people to find out?
I think I should stay close to Will, too, as backup.
Maybe we should all fly together in one big clump in the sky.
I mean,
a clump.
A clump.
Just picture just people's bodies oriented in different positions. It's like the coronavirus.
Oh my god.
I was thinking more like a Katamari.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all sticking out of
you
a
ball. You have to roll too. You can't just float. You have to roll that way.
I mean, beyond the issue of Hallulah, by the way, Rafina, do you want to show up in Bear Toggle if this is the world where you are a serial killer and you look like you, which presumably you do because Hallulah thinks you're you, or
I mean,
the other you.
I mean, Bear Toggle is pretty big. I mean, do you think everybody would just know your face?
I mean, if she's a serial killer.
If she's a serial killer and Hallulah recognized her, I'm assuming her posters are everywhere.
But I mean...
But I was just saying I could disguise her. I was just saying we should think about a disguise or something.
No, should we definitely... I don't think Rafina should waltz into Bear Toggle looking like Rafina. It's probably not a good idea.
I could wear a cake.
We have to wheel a cake around.
I mean, I could probably whip up a good disguise. I could be your disguise master.
I have disguises. Stop volunteering. You already are semi
you
in
could
the
disguise?
Group, maybe.
Then
a
why
bit.
Is it a question?
No, I just said that. That's what I just said. I said I could disguise her.
Oh, good.
Okay, listen. Good. If you're going to talk decided. So much, you need to learn how to listen. Shut your mouth. Open your ears. The adults are talking.
I am not an adult.
There you go. Maybe your deal can be I shut up while the grown-ups talk. Sound like a good job for you?
And just consider puzzles. While
yes,
I do.
Exactly. Just invent the newest puzzle. Make yourself a millionaire.
All right. Continue with your conversation. Come to invent a conclusion. I'll watch.
Invent the Sudoku or something.
Yeah, exactly. Make us some money. That'll be your job if you're the puzzle master. Rafina said Sudoku. I don't know what the hell that means, but do it.
Who do I got to sue?
So... What? Okay. What if you made Hallulah look like somebody else so they didn't know that she was in the guard?
I've been thinking about that, but how do we keep her mouth shut?
I hold her.
You just hold her mouth?
No.
That won't look
no,
suspicious.
No, I just hold her over here.
Does anyone have a silence spell?
I wish.
I do not.
I could change her into a creature, a small one, and I could carry her around.
That's worked out for you well before.
Hey, well, you know what? If I had enough time to cast it and didn't have to do it under pressure, maybe I'd be able to do it well.
Sick burn, Rafina.
Testy, testy.
I'm trying to see how long it takes. Oh, it's just an hour. We'd only be able to do that for an hour.
Just change me into whatever you want and take me into the city with you.
Oh. Ooh, wait a second. That tells me something. Insight? I mean, do I have to roll insight to get something from that? Because that makes me think that there's something that would maybe deactivate my spell or something like that.
You think she wants you to take her into the city.
Right. Right.
I could banish her for 1 minute.
How about banishing her from life, and that would make all of this go away?
No,
that doesn't jive with what I was raised to do.
Listen, everyone, why is this back and forth? Wait, why don't we ask our king what we do?
And he looks at Bathwack, and he bows his head. The clearing is very quiet. All eyes are on the dragonborn paladin.
I'm trying to decide.
Everybody's peering down at him.
Sorry, I'm tired.
It's okay. Everybody just feels like a calm wash over them as they can just watch Bathwack think. Even Will. No, even Will! Will tries to resist the calm, but he cannot.
Does his hair twitch while he's thinking?
Oh my gosh, it does.
Oh
it does
my
like
god!
It.
Like a metronome, Denise was doing just a back and forth. Do 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 do.
So cute.
So, what are our choices? Our choices are leave Hallulah here with
yes.
Mo.
I watch her.
Or bring her with us in some way or another.
I wanted to bring her with us, but now I'm not sure that she's being sincere with me. So, I mean, I don't want to keep her as a prisoner, but maybe Mo has a point.
Of course I do.
But don't eat her.
We could keep her tied up. We could keep her.
No.
I think we have to. He doesn't have a building or a place to guard. He's going to have to watch her in the open air. Like, she's just going to run away.
I wish I had, like, a small shack or a minuscule. I can't think
of another synonym for hut.
Cabin.
That's great.
Shanty.
Cabin?
Yeah, make a lobster cabin. Isn't that your lobster powers? Make a lobster shack. Lobster house. Red lobster. Red lobster hut.
It's a little old place where we could get together.
Lobster shack!
I think we should probably leave her here, but I'm also fine with taking her and letting things happen as they may.
I mean, the king thinks he thinks we should leave her here.
I agree, except how far away? We're still like 10 hours, 12 hours. I mean, should we be bringing you close?
I mean, I think we'll get there probably tomorrow. Not too far away.
Right, but Mo, I mean, I guess I've seen you with lobster powers. You're pretty powerful.
I mean, look at me. Look at her.
Yeah, she's tiny.
I'd be fine.
Yeah, but what if
as you... As long fall asleep? As you tell me if you find out where anglerfish is. I not miss. That's only reason why I'm with you.
I think you should be more on the outskirts of town more. Like, not outskirts what directly, about, but...
Yeah.
What about here?
Somewhere closer.
Like, would here, do we want to be a little bit closer? Because I agree, we don't want to be just right at... town.
Yeah, but I also don't want to be too far away in case he
is
has
the
a
river
problem.
Definitely too shallow for that bigger ship.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has a cabin and could stay out in the river.
Oh, Bathwack! That's the best idea you have ever had in your entire life. And I know I have only known you for 3 weeks, but I'm going to assume that that's the case.
So, I mean, we could get a little closer to Bertoggle and then maybe they can stay out there.
I think the river gets a little wider as we get there.
No, I mean, there's the lake. I mean, there's Bertoggle Lake. That would probably hold the ship.
I mean,
it's a conspicuous vessel.
But also, we could just put the ship in the middle of the woods and he could guard her in there.
And
right?
No one would be suspicious of a giant ship in the woods.
Well, but what? Okay, so Rafina, you must know about Bertoggle. How many people are just hanging out in the woods around Bertoggle?
Well, not. I mean, they might be in the trees, but other than that, they usually don't go into the woods unless it's, you know, those days where they hang out in the trees.
Also, Rafina, Shimi's mentioning this lake, which you don't know what he's talking about.
Ooh.
No. I thought that was the. Lake formed by the dam. Is that is
you
that
might assume so.
I am assuming so. You mean the lake? You need this weird old lake formed by the dam, right?
Yeah, that's Bertoggle Lake. That's it.
Oh no, Rafina, don't kill me over the dam. Will says, looking at Halula, like, oh no, I'm afraid she's gonna kill me.
I won't let her kill you.
Oh, thanks, my hero. That backfired. That's not what it was a joke. It was making fun of Halula, but it didn't work.
Ha, 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 says Halula.
You know, Halula.
Halula, you're hurting my feelings.
Yeah, seriously, you should fucking listen to this group. They're all defending you so much. How many times has anyone else said they want to kill you? Nobody wants to kill you except for me because you're inconvenient. Okay? You should, like, put some faith in some of these people.
Okay.
Whatever. That's the most effort I'm going to put into that, because I don't care.
Great. So I'm going in a ship in the middle of the woods?
Or in the middle of the lake, or
with
what?
With this stab-happy lizard folk?
Okay. Mo is making great strides.
Thank you, Will.
Listen to all the words he knows. It's amazing.
I know many words.
And he restrains himself a lot. He might like to stab, but I could have to say.
I eat Halula right now, but I not eat Halula.
Exactly, Halula. You suck.
Yes, Halula suck.
Yeah, Halula
yeah,
does
Halula,
suck.
Yeah, Halula, you suck.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I suck.
Oh, guys, well, that's not nice either.
Saying someone sucks is evil. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not evil.
Halula, you no suck.
Oh, it's not evil. Rafina's
being
sarcastic.
But I keep you from going anywhere.
Right.
Doesn't Bathwack have a cloak of eyes that he could put over the entire ship to hide it from view?
That's how that works.
Everybody tell Rafina yes.
It's her birthday.
Yeah. Hey, you have a cloak of elvenkind. Maybe you can somehow sew it so it covers the whole ship.
Yeah, that's what she was fixing on it. So it was shipworthy.
Well, the box itself that the boat folds down to is small enough to fit under. So if we just put it under first,
yeah,
it should work.
It'll expand.
Yeah.
Duh.
Rafina's tiny hut.
Just style. Like the clothes on Bathwack shrank when yes. he got, short-johned.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think it's a good I don't think it's a good idea to just throw a giant boat in the middle of somewhere, because I think that that would cause alarm.
I do not need structure to keep Halula.
Yeah, you do.
I do not!
We just need a place that's not out in the open.
I think it's a great, I mean, I don't know who came up with the boat idea. It was probably me, but I think that's a great idea because the thing about that is if we pick the big boat, nobody can drive it. Like, they're going to be stuck wherever they are. They're not going to be able to control it.
I mean, if we put boat in lake, would that be weird or normal?
Well, I think... Gwen is just worried about putting it in the middle of, like, if it's visible, easily visible.
I mean, but ship in lake could be normal.
Yes, it would look normal, except, Mo, would you be able to pretend you're the captain of a ship if somebody comes up to you? That is a little
sketchy.
Whoa!
Oh, very good.
Good job, Mo.
I think that you should pose as a lizard folk who wishes to enter into trade with the bear toggle folk. And so
what do they want?
Well, I will tell you, but here's the plan.
Oh.
So the ship will appear to come up from the bottom since you live sort of under the river, and that's how you will have gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ship will be there because it won't be conspicuous anymore because it will have come from your tunnels under the river. And mm-hmm. then it pops up in the lake,
yep.
And then you enter into trade.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What do I trade?
Well, see, that's the beauty of my plan, mm-hmm. is that it doesn't matter because you're there on an expedition to find out what they want.
Oh.
And the very flashy ship will make them realize that you are a wealthy merchant. Ooh, yeah. Who is very good at what you do, mm-hmm. and they will wish to enter into trade with you.
Well, sure.
Don't talk to Aunt Booty.
Okay. Should I take notes?
We can will review you? It. How many fingers are on each of your hands? Yeah. Can you grip a pen?
I have 3 fingers times 2 times 2. So 12 fingers.
Oh my gosh.
That was good math.
Okay, so I come to figure out what to trade, and all the while I have Halula locked away. Not as prisoner, looking at Gwen, but
prisoner.
Locked away.
Yes.
And if anybody come up to me, I ask, what do you want to trade? And I say, oh, okay. I take note.
Will is just getting sadder and sadder as this all goes on. Just like, oh, man.
Will, you can be the vice president of merchant trade.
That's a demotion.
Yeah.
It's president or nothing.
president of Merchant Trade. I'm vice president. I think this sounds like a good plan.
Maybe Mo should just be the captain then.
Right. Then he doesn't have to know anything. We could be delegates. Yes. Delegates.
My delegates are in city. You talk to them. I'm just captain of ship.
Yes.
Do not bother.
Yes.
And you stay on the ship. Yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
What's my costume?
I mean,
Will's the costume master. He's the disguise master. He's going to come up with something good. Go ahead, Will. What is it going to be?
Ricardo Ulysses.
I mean, this is the other thing. What is our goal here? Like, how long are we going to be here? Because when I cast the spell that changes all of us, that can change a bunch of people, that takes a lot of my power.
Well, I don't need to be changed.
Right, you don't, but Bathwack likes his crown to be covered. And
I don't know. I think it looks pretty good.
It does, but I mean,
it suits
you know
him.
What? Bathwack, you're completely different looking now. Do you care anymore? Hopefully not.
I think he looks good.
He should have some more stew. We should have brought some, and then he could grow enough hair to cover up the crown.
Well, yeah, we could comb the hair around it a little bit.
Let's do a comb over.
Like a bun.
Or braid it and have it like sort of circle around it.
A big giant bun of hair.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's like a donut of hair in the shape.
It's like a bowl cut, but like sticking up and over and on top.
Exactly.
I mean, Bathwack, like, I don't mind casting this spell, but who knows what we're heading into. If we have to, like, get out really quickly, I would rather have my spell. But if that's a big problem, I don't know.
I think he looks good as is. Look at him. He's a strong man.
It depends on how long we're going to be in prison this time.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm worried about.
I'm not going to prison.
Yeah, neither am I.
I probably am.
No, we're going to put you in a disguise. Rufina, Will's a disguise master. He's trying to figure it out.
Is not yet. Like, Will, I guess, goes in his bag because he's
I know.
Yeah?
I could be Halula.
Oh, my goodness. Do they look... Well, you...
Won't that ask
you're
welcome
a
lot of questions?
You're little.
Yes, I'll answer them to their satisfaction.
All right.
When they say, are you Rufina? I will say no, because I will be able to lie. I think. When they say, did you see Rufina? I will say yes, because that is the truth. Wait, did I do that right? I don't know, guys. This might not work.
Oh, no! All right, wait. Well, what I have, like, regular things that I could dress you up in. That wouldn't change your age, but I could also cast the original spell.
How
That's
old
fine.
Is she anyway?
Who?
Who?
You said you couldn't change her age. How old is she?
Rufina?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a mystery. You don't ask people that. What's wrong with you?
I wasn't asking her. I was asking you.
I don't
know.
On
the side.
Oh.
Sotto voce.
Wait. Everyone heard you, idiot. We're all standing in a circle.
Wait. Is this a microphone right in front of me? Oh, shit. I have grossly misunderstood the situation. This is not good. It does not bode well for my pay moving forward.
Actually, I wouldn't mind being an animal because I have this animal wand and I can speak with animals and I have my worm friends. So I could be an animal and you could just keep me in your pocket.
Oh, Will, make her an animal.
I can do that for about an hour at a time.
Oh.
So like maybe when we first go in and I can still disguise you and I can change you into an animal and then... When we're on the inside, if the spell ends, you're disguised.
Or how about this? You just use your stuff because you're the disguise master to just change what she looks like, and then you can hold in reserve
the
option to change her into an animal or something else.
Yes, I would do that.
I know.
I think.
What? I could be an exotic panda bear in a cage.
I am definitely into this.
That's what we're training.
Please continue describing it in more detail.
That's what the ship's full of. It's Noah's Ark. That's what's going on.
How exotic of a panda bear are you?
Like an exotic dancer panda bear?
Yes. Yes.
No, no, but here's how it'll help the situation is that
all right.
When I am shown off to the crowd, I will be changed into a panda bear. But then I can be unpanda bear'd and go into the depths of my cage and be Rufina and
I really like it.
All right, now we have to construct a cage.
Yeah, where are we going to get cage?
We have to make a panda.
Do you have a box
habitat
that turns into a cage with a special word?
I don't, my tiny hut. I wish. To be.
Yeah, Leonid's tiny cage.
Yeah, that's true. We do need to fashion some sort of cage, but it doesn't have to actually hold me. It can just look like it does.
Why not just slap a mustache on her and call it good?
I have certain things. I mean, I could probably do something
what
with what
do
I
you
have.
Picture Rufina as?
What do I picture panda her
bear
as?
Panda bear. Panda bear. Panda bear.
I can do that, but you'll only be a panda bear for
guys,
an hour.
Guys, we've discovered Rufina's fetish.
Yeah, I know. She really wants to be a panda bear.
No, you've got stuff. You're the disguise master. Disguiser. It's a big city we're going into. It doesn't have to be that good.
I think we want to just make sure she doesn't look like herself, but we want it to be something that won't go away after a little bit and reserve maybe some of the
yes
more powerful stuff for if something...
The exotic panda bear
but
stuff.
Also because yes of Halula's weird comment before, I'm wondering if there's some kind of magical gate or some kind of sphere of influence around this place. I mean, Rufina, do you remember that in the alternate universe that we're actually from? Is there a force field of force around your city that doesn't allow panda bears?
No.
Okay. So, I mean, I think I would feel more comfortable if you had a physical disguise that was hard to defeat with magic. I mean, now that I've had my magic taken away in Morrow's Inlet, that's what I'm more worried about. I don't want a spell to be the only disguise.
Yeah, because
right. Agreed.
It sucks when you try to do a spell and you're blocked and you get hurt.
Yeah.
And plus, Will's the disguise master. He doesn't need spells.
That's so true.
He's got a bag of tricks he could pull out of.
Listen, you're advertising things that might not necessarily be true.
Hey, I'm not the disguise master. You are.
Well, I guess I need to dress up like a businessman.
Well,
do you have any clothes for Rufina?
Do have.
I mean, I could sew some suit stuff. We've got another day.
Oh, she could take it in.
You could sew your own. I mean, I also have clothes, but they'd be huge.
She could
you
take it in.
I might have to cut my hair.
Oh, no.
No. Maybe you could fashion a hat.
Yeah, we could do
oh,
something.
Oh, I know a haberdasher. Oh, I was hoping we would get to go to that haberdasher, but then they would recognize me because I'm in there every other day.
Well, maybe one of us could go for you if you know a good one. You could hide your hair for a bit under a sack. I don't know what you got in your bag there, disguise master, but
it wouldn't be a sack.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not even a
I'm
costume.
Sure you've got
you
at
just
least
look like,
a sack.
You just look like you're somebody with a sack on
you
their head.
You haven't offered anything.
Listen, if you're going to be useful, you're going to have to actually be useful.
You just seem sad to put Rufina in one of your suits and you have to cut off the legs of it. We got to solve a mystery to get paid.
I could make you a hat, but you'd have to promise not to eat it.
Well, if you put licorice in it, then I won't eat it.
I can make it out of fondant and licorice.
Perfect. It's a deal.
Some very effective foraging.
Yeah.
Gwen did in the forest.
Oh, no, I'm talking about just pulling stuff out of the purple palette just so I don't want her to eat it.
Yeah, don't eat it. Oh, gosh.
I hope it doesn't work by, like, just proximity to hair.
Oh, no.
Cursed.
It's the only way it works.
Yeah.
Finally.
We have a plan.
You've all fallen into my trap.
I guess I have to come up with a disguise. And it's too late for me to get. I mean, I have like my other suit. I could give her pieces of my. Oh my God. Will has a dilemma now. He has to decide whether to give you pieces of this new dumb red suit or his old suit.
Ooh, a red suit.
Oh my gosh.
But I can cut, but we don't have to cut it, Will. I can just hem it up.
That's a lot of hemming, Rafina.
I've got a lot of time.
I mean, I could just cut.
It's like accordioned up.
Why don't I just cut? Just cut it off.
Oh, no. That's my suit.
Like stab, but slash.
Get out of here.
Well, I could wear fancy boots that hide the part that's all like accordioned up. And then you can just iron it later.
Or I just cut. You have nice new suit. Well, look very good. Very red.
You want to cut it?
No, I cut old suit. But old new suit.
My old you suit is where? From Tivoli. You shut up.
You're not wearing
it. It's from Tivoli.
Why don't
it's
you
the
wear
only
it?
Thing from Tivoli. I feel like
it has holes in it.
Oh my God. I have mended the holes. I know that they're still there in essence, but I have mended them. I can't let go of my suit. It's the last thing I have from Tivoli. Like, it's the thing I brought from Tivoli.
If we want them not to recognize me, it's got to be really boring. So what's one of your boring suits?
Yeah, any suit you have, Will, give to Rafina. Something boring.
I think Alex is dying, guys.
I know, I think Alex is dying.
So basically, as you're talking about the suits, you finally catch a glimpse of light glimmering off of some broad water in the distance. And you make your way around a final bend. And before you, the river opens up onto a massive lake covered in boats.
Oh, wow. Boats everywhere. Okay.
Stretching this before you. It's a beautiful sunny day.
But this isn't Bear Toggle.
This is, in fact, Bear Toggle Lake.
You said we wouldn't be there till tomorrow.
Well, it is tomorrow.
Oh. It's we tomorrow argued today. All night long. It's
yes.
tomorrow.
Today. Yeah, you definitely did. Halula and Mo slept and woke up. You guys are still arguing. And yeah, so your boat and lizards open. The river opens up into this massive lake. Boats sort of dotted across the water. It's just huge, massive expanse of water before you. Far off into the distance, you can see these vague shapes of buildings on the far shore, but it's kind of hazy. That's how big this massive lake is stretching out before you. You see boats of various shapes and sizes, some of them little teeny tiny little watercraft, some of them even bigger than the ship that your boat box unfolds into.
Wow.
So you think you'd probably blend well into the noise here, basically. But yeah, it's the warmth of the sun is beating down on you, and you can take the time to dang up your boat into a into a ship far enough away that you don't feel like you would be really conspicuous, and you can set sail into the middle of Bear Toggle Lake.
Wow.
And we're gonna find out exactly just how wonderful this lake is next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Yay!
I can't believe it came a bigger boat.
I know.
I thought it would become something else.
Crazy.
I was like, because like I wrote down
last
time.
Yeah, what were you betting on?
A moped.
I don't know. Like, because I started writing it down, and I was like, I gotta see if it does something different. Dang and dong. I don't know. I guess I wasn't expecting a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.